This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Now it's time for three good things.
One, two, three.
Tell me something good.
Oh, tell me.
I want to tell you the story of a guitar. I know for a fact it was made in 1968 in a town called Nazareth, Pennsylvania. Inside the guitar, there's a serial number that tells you that. After leaving the C.F. Martin & Company factory in Nazareth, the guitar traveled to a music store in western New York, where it sat on a stand until a woman named Susan came in one day and had to have it. This part of the story is a little fuzzy, but on July 23, 1976, Susan sold the guitar to a woman named Brenda for $375. So enamored with this instrument, Brenda wrote a letter to the Martin Guitar Company and received a prompt response confirming its origin. Brenda cherished her acoustic beauty for many years. She wrote songs of faith and love on it.
If she'd only try to spread her wings, she would fly, she would fly.
She made an entire album of songs with that guitar. She called it On Eagle's Wings. More than 40 years later, you can still find a vinyl copy of it with her picture on the back strumming that Martin. Brenda took the guitar wherever she went, around the world even. Then, one day, Brenda fell ill. She fought hard and kept on playing that guitar, but eventually it was clear she would lose her battle. On February 15th, 2024, she did. But before dying, she made sure that guitar had a home. She gave it to me. And in April of last year, I drove to Western New York to pick it up. The guitar rode in the back of my car for 13 hours returning to St. Louis. Then it sat in my living room for months, resting after a busy and fulfilling life so far. One day, I picked up my aunt's guitar and started strumming it. I hadn't played in so many years, but it felt right, and the guitar spoke to me. I took it to the J. Gravity String Shop in Soulard, where I met Jimmy Gravity. He's a luthier, a beautiful-sounding French word that describes someone who makes and fixes stringed instruments.
You know, I don't care what guitar comes into my shop. I don't care what condition or what the price is. It's somebody's favorite guitar, and that's the way I'm going to treat it.
By his guess, Jimmy has worked on some 70,000 guitars in his lifetime. Some of them played on stage by people like Tom Petty and Jackson Browne. Now, he was working on mine.
Well, what are you doing right now to my guitar?
Well, your nut was a little low.
I hate to hear that.
So I took the nut out. We're going to clean up the slot, and we're going to raise that nut a little bit.
While I was hanging out with Jimmy, I learned something about the financial value of my guitar, bought for $375 in 1976. It was now worth a lot more than that. I could have sold it and bought a car. But the guitar told me not to. To play it, it whispered, and I did. In fact, I wrote songs on it. And even crazier, I took the guitar into the world and played those songs in front of strangers.
Just keep your eyes a train on me. They'll show you exactly what I mean.
My My colleague Stuart McMillan plays quite a few instruments, and he told me that guitar would start to sound like me. I said, what the heck are you talking about? He said, no, a good guitar like that, it'll absorb your vibrations and change the wood. And I'll be damned, it has. I found a more scientific explanation on YouTube.
The way wood changes in a guitar or any kind of instrument is that as it ages, the moisture leaves the timber. When you get less moisture, you get the timber stabilizing. You also get the wood being lighter, and lighter leads to more resonance and better tone.
So a guitar is actually alive. And so far, this one has lived a pretty good life. It's not done living, I promise you that. But Jimmy Gravity's philosophy on guitars sounds a lot like living a good life, too.
You have to learn how to fix your own mistakes. It's the key. Because you're always going to make a stumble here or a stumble there, and you just have to learn how to fix your mistakes.
I, for one, keep making a stumble here and a stumble there, but at least now I have my aunt's guitar, a box of wood and glue that's fragile yet clearly resilient. Come to think of it, kinda like me. That's three good things.